You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Page Kufchaf. Let's do the last line of the first paragraph.
Do you have any tissues around?
Just to go ahead and to summarize the last thing we've been talking about, when the Minchas Chinuch comes to the conclusion, I'll call upon him. Ha'emes kein hu, the chutz liyurushas ha'av, kevin de'ein shum yoresh min ha'torah, havile kenichse ha'ger, kach nirabor. So this is the Minchas Chinuch's interpretation of the Rambam. But the only Yerusha that exists by a guy, and once again, the Gemara in Kiddushin Yitzhanim Abayis says, Dvar Torah, Akam Yorush is Aviv Min HaTorah. That's the Gemara. It's the Gemara. Rava says, Dvar Torah, Akam Yorush is Aviv Min HaTorah. And it's learned out from a miut.
Doesn't say Ben there?
It says, Akam Yorush is Aviv Min HaTorah.
Doesn't say Ben. That's why it always
says. You know what? I don't think it does, but let's see if he quotes the Gemara directly. Because I don't want to make a mistake. Yeah, I don't think he quotes the Gemara here, does he? I don't see it. I don't know if he's there. I think it's Dvar Torah Akam Yorush HaSofim. I think that's it. I don't think it says Ben.
Okay.
So the question is, does it literally mean you can only be Yerusha father? Is there any other cycle of Yerusha or chain of Yerusha that exists by Goyim? So we saw Meiri, where, if you recall, where I thought the Meiri was pretty clear. He said, Shar Morishav. I thought Pshat in the Meiri was that there is a whole cycle in line of Yerusha by Goyim. But the Rambam has a very interesting phrase, which we did last time. It's an Amud Aleph, which I'll read. And we'll end off this paragraph by saying, to summarize how the Minchas Chinuch learns the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hagoy Yoresh es Aviv Dvar Torah. Doesn't say Ben. Hagoy Yoresh es Aviv Dvar Torah. That's the Rambam. Aval Shar Yerusho Sehem Menichen Osam Lefi Minhagam. Right, that's that phrase. Aval Shar Yerusho Sehem Menichen Osam Lefi Minhagam. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks it's a double partial according to the Rambam.
But he's talking about a son only, right?
What?
He seems to be talking about a son only.
Well, we'll see if it's a daughter also in a minute. Uh-huh. The next paragraph of Minchas Chinuch will be a daughter. Uh-huh. But Bekitzer, how do you interpret this Rambam? The Rambam says, Avashai Yerusho Sehem Menichin Osam Lefi Minhagam. The question is, how am I Mesiachis to it? Meaning, a guy dies and he has no children. All he has is a brother. Can I grab that nechasim by saying that I go by the Torah and the Torah does not recognize the Yerusha of a brother by a guy? So I thought once again the Meiri would say you have to recognize it. Because the Meiri used the learn Lashon Vashar Morishav. That was my interpretation. Question is, how do you interpret the Rambam? So the Magid Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, they all interpret the Rambam that there is no concept of Yerusha by a guy except being Yorish a father, not a brother being Yorish a brother. So the Rambam ends off here saying that if there's no other...
What does mean Halach Lepim and Hogam? If there are many that the brother does, you have to respect.
Yeah, but that's not the Torah, it's the cause of the...
Yeah, I know. No, what do you mean? He's not telling you what the law of the Goyim is?
Yes.
No, the Rambam is not a halacha book for Goyim. It's a halacha book for Jews.
The halacha of the Jews is that you let the Goyim do as they do. Kim in Hogam, what touch? Kim in Hogam.
That's what I'm saying. You let them do. It means you can't grab it.
So I'm just saying that the way the Minchas Chinuch understood this Rambam, the way the Minchas Chinuch understood the Rambam is this.
He's telling you a relation to you.
I hear what you're saying. I think this is very ambiguous in the Rambam. However, I want to end off this paragraph by saying the Minchas Chinuch interprets it. I'll call part of Emes Kachi, the Chutz liYerusha Saav Kevin De'ein Shum Yorish Min HaTaira Havile Kenichse Hager Kach Nirabar. So the Minchas Chinuch seems to say that we do not recognize any other chain of Yerusha by the Goyim, except for being Yorish a father. Therefore, it appears, he says, like Kenichse Hager, right? If a guy would die, the Minchas Chinuch is saying it, right? If a guy would die, and all he has is a brother, I treat those Nechasim as Nichse Hager, Nehefker.
What he might mean is Manichim Azakim and Hagam, the way he's another view, is that we can go and grab it, like you said, because like you said.
Well, that's the Minchas Chinuchim, is it correct?
Right.
You agree Minchas Chinuchim, it's like, right.
And he says, I don't know why the Rambam wrote that phrase. Maybe the Rambam wrote that phrase is that, yes, we could go grab it, but if we don't, we don't bother them the way they divvy it up. But if we are shalit on them, and we have power over them, and we know that a goy dies, and their minhag was to give it to a daughter and not to a son, then we step in and say, no, it has to go to the son. But if they do other things, we don't bother them. Yes, we could grab if we want. It's not a nice thing to do. But we don't bother them. Well, we could bother them, but we don't. But we do bother them if they go against them being their child.
Why do we care what they do?
If they go to Dvar Torah,
because
Dvar Torah is that
their own body then.
Because halacha is that a ben is yerushin av by a guy. That's Torah.
It's a very strange lashon. Menichin also with fimin hagam, correct?
Yeah. So anybody,
I find that to be very,
it?
Very problematic.
What about all the noisy kelim on
the on Amar Aleph? We did it. Kosov Rav Hamagid, Shom, Vekosov Rabbeinu, Sheshar Vehu. Mipnei shelo matzino seder nachos el Yisrael b'vat. Right? So I want to let you know, if you look in Rav Gusman's Sefer on Kiddushin, Rav Gusman interprets the Rambam like you.
Oh, I'm in good company.
Yeah. That it means we have to respect their chain of Yerusha. Which is interesting. Meaning I would not go ahead and be able to be Taifasim. Not like the Minchas Chinuch. So I think Rav Gusman is Sefer and Kedushin. He has a piece on this in Sefer Kedushin. I think he wants to interpret the Rambam like you'd say.
What Chai is saying is not much different. It's just a question, who is Shailut on who, and what should be our Gisha, our to that. They have their own thing, we respect.
But the Minchas Chinuch is saying Klar.
Right.
The guy dies and all he has is a brother, I can be Teufelset, correct?
Except it's Hefker. Now, what happened?
It's Kenichse Hager, no?
You
right. Let's say Hefker. It's somebody dies in the Goyish place. It's Hefker. It means I have to go take it? I don't take it. They,
no, but no, by the way, the phrase Nichse Hager throughout Shas, it's used as, right?
Yeah,
it's free for all, correct?
Something's happened, doesn't mean I have to take it.
So you're saying the Rambam is giving you like stay away, let them bleed along?
No, I'm saying what it is according to Yiddish Halacha, it's Hefker. Now, Timin Hagam means if you are under the shlita of the Goyim, that's what I'm saying. If you're under the shlita of the Goyim, then do as the Goyim tell you. What do you have to get involved for?
If you're under the shlita of the
Goyim,
you can't do, you have no choice.
There's no mitzvah.
I think
that
when you are shelter of the Goyim, but you could. Menichim Nehusei means you could. It's optional. You could leave them to do what they want. But guarding a ben or an av, you don't let them do what they want. Then you step in and say, no, you have to do it that way.
I mean, you work with the Yisrael of Lo Tzafanim?
Right.
Is that what you work with?
It's not the game.
Because if you give it, there's an Yisrael of Lo Tzafanim. You're not allowed to give a guy things that don't want it.
No, when we step in and say, no.
So maybe the Rambam's just telling you, you're not allowed to give Lo Tzafanim by letting them take their own property. Otherwise, you should take it yourself.
But there's never arrows to begin with.
With
it's Hefker.
There's
no such concept that you have to take
Hefker,
you know, that you can't
play. With us, we're not supposed to be Mavir Rosh Hashay. The Rambam is saying over here, there's no Mavir Rosh Hashay, it's Hefker. But it doesn't mean step two, so therefore what? I have to take it? I don't have to take it. There's no way. Depending. If it's stuck Hefker, no one's taking it. You can take it.
Can I take it? The issue is can I take it?
Yes, you can.
And I'm saying, no, you can't. And he's saying, and you're saying.
I think the Minchas Chinuch is so, is he saying so posh, it's Mamash Nich say Hefker, you can grab it, right?
He explicitly says that, yes. And he says a Lashon, that regarding the Lashon, the Ram of Shai Rusha, he says, that any maven see the Rear Ram, Le'ezet Tzarech Kosov Zeh.
Okay, this is a very interesting Lashon HaRambam, right? Vizep, next paragraph, okay? So I just wanted to be Messiah that's the Minchas Chinuch Shita. Vizep Pashat Gam Kain, the Yerushas Aviv, the Hum Min HaTorah, Lav Dafka Ben. Now, this is the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, that when it says that there's Yerushas Aviv, the Dvar Torah, it's lav davka that goyim yorish, just the son is yorish a father, but he feels it's yiru. It says, what's the lashon? Dvar Torah akum yorish es aviv. V'zeh parshat gamkein the yirushas aviv the umin ha Torah lav davka ben, Ela afilu bas b'makom ben yorsha b'shoveh. So there are two things he could say. He could either say a bas is also yorsha if there is no ben, but he goes a step further. That if there is a ben and a bas, the bas equally shares with the ben. That's what he feels the halacha is by an akum.
Who are you reading from?
Again, v'zeh parshat gam ken. The Yerushas aviv du min ha-Torah lav davka ben, ela afilu bas b'makom ben yorsha b'shava. Meaning not only that a bas comes in the picture, but even if there's a ben with a bas, the bas is an equal yoresh together with the ben. V'zehu me seder nachlos. Meaning, sorry, did I skip something?
It's Kufchaf at the top.
Kizeh the ben.
Fine. Kizeh the ben.
Levado.
Levado yoresh velo bas b'makom ben. Zehu miseder nachlos shebetoira. Nemra. This number is also Yisrael. Shenemar, it says in Bamidbar, right? Ve'el b'nei Yisrael. Uben ein lo, it says. Mashma that goyim who do not have this concept of what? Seder nachlos, where a son totally pushes out a daughter. Ha eitzel goy lo shayach. Right? It's not shayach.
Right.
Ubara ubarta, and a son or a daughter, yorshim bishove. Ukamo ha'ayla al zichrono mavur dover ze b'taisvus. I don't know what, we know what that taisvus is, right, Avrami? Remember that Taisus of Rami? You read it last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever. Loya dati mekaymai. Avadvarim berurim kamosha kasafti. Mavur lehedya barashi yavamas. Samach bezum elaf. That's what a Taisus is also. That's the Rashi you read in yavamas. Remember that? Divra maschil benachroi sehem. The bas keben ubachor kepashut. Aval yerusha noheg. Mavur lehedya kain. Now remember that, Gemara? The Gemara there brings Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it says, what happens if someone has children, a ben or a bas, while he's a guy? Then he's Megayer. Has he been Mekayim Puru Ravu? Now as a Jew, can he say, I have those Gayish children from prior to my conversion? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Yoytze Puru Ravu. Reish Lakish says, no, Gershon is Gayik Katan Shinola Dummy. Then the Gemara says, there's another case, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if someone has children prior to, again, converting, then he converts and has a Jewish family, does the firstborn of the Jewish family after conversion have a din b'chor? So Rabbi Yochanan says he does not have a din b'chor because he's not Reishas Ono. He already had a child prior to converting. Reish Lakish says, no, it is, it has a din b'chor because Gershon is guy Kakotin Shanola Dumb. So the Gemara says, why do I need both cases? So the Gemara says, Tzricha. If I just would have had the Puru Ravu case, I would have said, Puru Ravu, I can take a look back prior to conversion, because Gayim are Shaykh with Puru Ravu. But Lagaba Yerusha, I cannot take a look back prior to conversion, because Lav B'nei Nachala Ninhu. They're not B'nei Nachala. So Rashi and Tosfos both point out, what do you mean the Lav B'nei Nachala? It's a Farish of Gemara in Kedushin. Yitzayim Abayz, the Gemara we just read, that what? Dvar Torah Akam Yorshas Aviv. So both Rashi and Taisus, and I don't understand, he quotes the Rashi, and he doesn't know what a Taisus is, right to the left. I don't get it. Unless I made a mistake.
When the verse says Dvar Torah Akam Yorshas Aviv.
Right, so both Rashi and Taisus, one second, both Rashi and Taisus say, how could the Gemara say that to be a hav minuni by Puru Ravu, I can look back prior to conversion, because b'nei Puru Ravu ninhu. By Nachla, why not? Because lav b'nei Nachla ninhu. So both Rashi and Tosfos are bothered. What does it mean, lav b'nei Nachla ninhu? They are b'nei Nachla, right? Dvar Torah akam yoshes aviv. So they both answer, lav b'nei Nachla doesn't mean that there isn't a concept of Yerusha. It means there's no details of succession. Rashi, I think, you have the Rashi there, some of Beis Man Aleph?
Yeah.
Rashi gives again, there's no bachur, there's no parshut, yeah. There's no ben, there's no bas, right? Yeah. That's what he says?
It says, Ein bachur nachla, ben bachur, shivadu lo mishiv gayer, ein natu kishnayim.
Shnayim, that's all bachur. And the reason is we're talking.
That's about it. He doesn't say anything else.
That's it.
That's he just says Bechor and Pasha. Doesn't say Ben Abbas.
No. And Tessa says, "La v'nei nachla klum or nachlas bechor. I will ever be chavim yerush as others v'atarik, and I didn't recover the kedushin."
So neither of them say there's no Ben Abbas. They don't have you. They just say Bechor Pasha.
Yeah.
I remember one of them saying Ben Abbas. No.
Rashi says, "Elo bechor le nachla ben bechor."
Because we're talking about Bechor, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
But I don't think, why is Rashi commenting that on in low?
Making a distinction.
Ben Bechor, say one more time. Can you read the Rashi one more time?
What's the Rashi
says, Ein lo Bechor le nachla. That's talking because Mishnah is Geyer.
Right. So Rashi says, Ben
Bechor, sheyivolad lo. No, he had a child before. He had a child before as a goy.
No, I understand.
Now he has a child as a Jew.
But what about after that?
It's all about afterwards. Ben Bechor, she yivolad lo Mishayis Geyer.
Right.
If he has a Ben Bechor.
Okay.
Eino not to Bishnayim.
Okay, so that's not. Yeah, he's not commenting on Bechor Eino Nachla.
There's no Rashi further going on the Gemara La Bnei Nachla, you know? Because that's just the din. Then the Gemara says it's Tzrichusa.
After the Tzrichusa. There's
got to be something a little lower down, but it's Tzrichusa, no?
Because of a Puravu, Shaykh of Puravu, Avil Nachla.
It's in Rashi B'nai Noach, name Puravu. But I've never been a Chrusum, Labinay Din Nachla, then who's Bask Ben.
See?
Bechor Kabash.
Gaya.
It's all on tape.
It's the middle of the Rashi before B'nai Noach, name Puravu, and then who?
Oh, I see.
But extension of the Rashi.
Right, so read that one more time.
The Bask Ben, right?
B'nai Noach, B'nai
Puravu. B'nai Noach, B'nai Puravu, and then who? They'll say, we are not in Puravu.
Right. Interesting, right? So I was wrong. So Minchas Chinuch is right. This Tosfos, when he says So Minchas Chinuch actually is there's a Tosfos somewhere, but it's not there, right? Because Tosfos just says Bachar Upashut, correct? But it doesn't say Ben Ubas. But this idea of the Minchas Chinuch. That a bas could be Yorush along with a ben. L'chara, that's Beferish Rashi, no?
Yeah.
L'chara.
It's funny, whoever put Mechod Yerushalayim, Minchas Chinuch didn't pick up on this, say, I need a Taisha somewhere. Like, why don't they? That's what you need him for.
That's
what you need him for.
Right.
Maybe it doesn't exist. Don't
want to say anything. The bas ben, the Bechor Kapashut.
That's Rashi. Umavur lahedya barashi, which you just read, B'yavam, and some of Bezim Adav, Divra Maslow, B'nachri Yusam. The bas kibben ubechor kipashut.
Right, there probably is no such
test. Aval Yerusha no hay. Mavur lahedjikin.
Lav b'nei
nachla. No, the Dibur HaMaschil is b'nachri yusam, lav b'nei nachla.
Lav b'tesis, it's lav b'nei nachla. For Rashi, it's the middle of the Rashi of b'nei nach. Right opposite the Gilei Nashas.
But the ma'is of the b'nei nachla, so I mean, the havamin is a little bit shver, I would think.
What do you mean?
Sure.
Why you need both?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
I think Marzo says a little, some little reason they say second reason.
No, do you want to clarify it? So someone shouldn't come up with some crumb swara, right?
It doesn't have to be a powerful
Thank you.
Usually the smallest swara.
Right. No, we'll add it just to make sure no one catches on to that misconception, right? Okay, let's continue.
So one second, could you remind me what when the Gemara says that we know an Akum is has Nachla? Where does the Gemara learn that from? Pasuk?
So the Gemara goes like this: the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, right? The Gemara in Kedushin Yud Zayin Amud Beis says like this:
Let's begin.
Eved Ivri Oved Es Haben Ve'ina Oved Es Habas. That if a man owns an Eved Ivri and he dies, the son can force him to finish his stint of 6 years, but a daughter cannot. Why? Because the Gemara has two psukim that seems to say what? One says sheish shonim, like no matter what, 6 years, and the other says va'avadcha sheish shonim, should be oved you 6 years. So one is avadcha sheish shonim, so that you and nobody else.
That's what it's b'nai kara davu, right?
The Gemara goes through whole limits. So the Gemara says, how do you reconcile to avadcha velo, right? Mm-hmm. And not anybody else, velo ben ubas. Mm-hmm. And the other says sheish shonim like mikol makom. So the Gemara says it means like this, avadcha velo bas, but sheish shonim over es haben. So Gemara says, why does the ben become four rabbas? So the Gemara goes, Yerusha, etc. Yibum, maybe an ach. The Gemara has a whole limit. But the Gemara says, you should know, Ein ha'evid ivri ha'nimkar l'goy, ovid es beno shel akum. However, this is only true by an evid ivri that is sold to a Jew. But an evid ivri that is sold to a guy is not ovid, the son of the guy. How do you know that? Shenemar v'chishev im konehu, v'lo im yorshe konehu. So Avar Amar Rava mikan shedvar Torah akum yorishes aviv, as if to intimate that you wouldn't need a miut if there was no din yerusha. Correct? If there was no din yerusha, and somebody dies in tefker, so the Jew walks away. There's no rights given over through yerusha to the son. So since in general the son is yorish everything, I need a special miut to say v'choshev im kaneu v'lo yorshe kaneu.
So really, you can only learn a son is yorishing because the daughter, even by Jews, the daughter is yorishing the abbot.
Maybe that's a good point. But anyway, you see that the Minchas Chinuch is based on Rashi, though, right? Rashi seems to say there's no chiluk between a ben or a bas by a guy.
According to Rashi, that by goyim the bas
yoshi
ben, without the mir of chishav kaneu, the bas also would have gotten the evidence. Why not? You're right. The Jew would
even by a Jew doesn't
matter. But because there's different laws of nachlus.
But the question is, what is this din? It's very interesting. What is the din?
Another one would take the more on the all the time.
Do me a favor, can you grab me a barbasso for a second?
Sure.
Thank you. Just try to say something. Svi.
Doesn't say. Clear.
You bring up a very interesting. So you tell me, if I wouldn't have a miut, I'd think that a guy has a greater right for a bas?
It works how the nachla better works. I would think that without the miut, that the eved ivri has to serve whoever's yerush, the guy who had him. If it happens to be that a bas is yerush, then she would get him. Why not? So yes, it is different than a Jew, but because nachla works different by a guy. A bas is yerush, a father. It's not something which, like, you know, shocks the conscience of the court. You know, like, that's the way it works.
Got to get that Jew out of slavery. Bottom line.
Yeah.
So much for social justice, huh?
I mean, you see that there's Yerusha, but you don't see what, who Yashin's what, you don't see anything.
Saying, according to Rashi Shita,
well, it could
clearly
be just a son, it could be a son and a daughter.
No, Rashi, according to Rashi Shita, that Rashi a Bas would, according to Rashi Shita, that a Bas would be Yerush equally with her brother, two kids, the son and daughter, because Yerush equally, without the meeting of Yerushu Kaneu, she would get half of them, and the son would get half of them. That's why it would play out.
He learns that, we assume that.
So what's the
meat? I might have said you assumed
that. So the meat is to tell you that when a Jew is sold to a guy,
but the son doesn't get
after his master dies, he goes free. No one's going to show. But if there wouldn't have been that meat, and a Jew would pass on to the Yerush of the guy, since the daughter is, according to Rashi, since the daughter is Yerush, her father, the Jew would pass on to her too, yeah.
So maybe that's the whole meat for, just that the guy, that the daughter doesn't get
it? No, because the meat is even if there's only a son. Even if they only has a son. No, I'm just saying that if there wouldn't have been a drosha of a chishav and kaneu v'loim yersho, it would work out that if a Jew sold himself to a guy and the guy died and he has a son and a daughter, they would both be arshin a Jew.
Okay.
Or if he only has a daughter, she would be arshin. Even though by a Jew it's not the case, because she was not yersh. So.
So let's listen to this Gemara Yosh Neichman. I think I remember seeing this in the Sefer Mara Ish. Have you heard the Sefer Mara Ish?
No.
Rav Bloy. There's a Rav Bloy from Bnei Brak. Very nice Sefer. What? So listen to this Gemara. The Gemara wants to know like this. Why does a son yorish before a father? meaning somebody dies. Maybe the father should be Yerush. The Gemara, I'm getting Yerush Nachman, Kuf Chesam and Bez, says, why did Tanya Shero Zeha'av? Melamed Sheha'av Kodem La'achim. Yoch Yehei Kodem La'ben. Maybe a father should be Yerush before a son. Tama Lomar Hakorov. Hakorov Korov Kodem. That the kurva of a son to a father is greater than the kurva of a father to a son. Uma Ra'isa L'Rabos as Haben U'lohetzias Ha'av. Why are you assuming that a son is closer or more attached to a father than a father is to a son? Marbani as Haben. So the answer is because I'm with the Ben, I'm going to say, should take the place of the father before the father takes the place of the Ben. Why? Shekein kam tachas aviv liyada ulistei achuza. Because when it comes to be miyaed, meaning when someone buys a ama ivriya, and he has the right to be miyaed ama ivriya, a man can pass it down to his son, but he cannot pass it back to his father. So you see that there's a din of kam tachtov that exists by a son taking the place of a father, legabe yud and stay achuza, masha'ein kain what? The other way around. That a father does not take a son's place. So there's a very little taisvis here.
Well, what is stay achuza? What is that?
In terms of being poda, stay achuza.
Okay.
So listen to this little taisvis. I'm sorry. Let me just make sure. Shut that off. I'm sorry.
What
Kuf Chesam and Beis. So there's a very little Taisus here. Shekain Kam Tochas Aviv Liyad Ulistei Achuza. Listen to this Taisus. Hu Adin Dahave Matzi Lamenkat Nami Evid Ivri. If I wanted to prove that a son is Nechnas Tacht of the father, and the son has more of an ability to take the place of the father, I also could have brought a raya from Eved Ivri.
Sounds
which is interesting. Because if you're learning Eved Ivri is Midin Yerusha, first I have Din Yerusha, and I have to...
What word Eved Ivri, the what? That is Yerush and Eved Ivri?
That the son is Yerush.
Yeah, Yerush. So I remember the Mari Ish wants to show from this little Taisus, the Taisus understanding the Din, that an Eved Ivri is Yerush, the Ben, is not classical Yerusha. It's like this din of yud and other dinim in the Torah of kam tachtav. Meaning it doesn't come from Yerusha, it comes first. Meaning there is this idea that somehow the son takes the place of the father even before there is a din Yerusha. So your idea that the Eved Ivri actually working for the son is bidin Yerusha, I'm not so sure. Based on the little Taisus, he wants to say that the din of an Eved Ivri being Yerush, you don't have to say for Mari Ish, right?
I never heard of it.
Okay.
That's the kedusha, the yield, because in the the money that he got is the kedusha cipher.
Yeah, but also the father's still alive, and he says, "I'm passing on the yield.
How does he learn it works? If it's not from Yerusha, it works from him."
No, there's this concept in the Torah that the son can sometimes take the place of the father.
The yield is a very good rhyme.
What they express is, but not.
Isn't that a nice deal?
Very good rhyme.
I just want to tell you why this is amazing. It's one little line Taisvus in the middle of Yesh Noichlin. No Yesh Noichlin with the Rosh Bombs and the Taisvus. Little one line, he makes this diuk. I thought it was a very good diuk.
Who was the one that used the term B'nai Kara Dabur when we talked about this?
That was the Ritva. We saw it in the Ritva.
That was the very concept that you're talking about here, where you represent your father.
Yeah, but the point is that there is this idea.
What's a Lashon HaMora? It's a Drosh Mechisha and Koneu below.
Im Yorshe Koneu.
So it doesn't make sense. This is blood because. The Gemara saying, without the Chishuv of Kaneyu, I would think it would be Yerush. What do you mean I think it would be Yerush? Even by Jews, they're not Yerush in Eved Ivri. It's just a din of like Yud. There's no din of Yud by Goyim. The Gemara is making a mamet sinu. The Gemara is saying, without the Mir of Chishuv of Kaneyu, I would think that by Goyim, the Eved Ivri passes on the way it passes on by Jews. So you see that it passes on through Yusha, because it said Veloyim Yerusha. It should have said Veloyim Bono, Veloyim. It's saying it's Yoshev.
I hear what you're saying, but this Taisus is interesting. It seems
understand, but it doesn't work with the Gemara. The way he's interpreting Taisus, you have to, I think, find another
problem. I don't think so, Shaki.
No?
No.
Listen, over here at the Shira, I'm not Shaki. Oh, I'm
sorry. I don't know if other people know me as that. It's like it's you can't come
the term of endearment. I like.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Why don't you think so? Go ahead.
Okay, because the drush of v'chishivim koneihu is specifically by a guy. V'chishivim koneihu, v'lo im yorshe koneihu. Okay? That's by a guy. So, mikan, sheyesh, shugga, akum yorish, yisavim, and a Torah. It's clear.
By the way, it's pashut how I can be doichiyu. I can be doichiyu. It's not a siva, but it's a simen. Meaning, if it would not be for the miut, then I'd say, and who should become tacht of the what? Who should have the same din of kam tacht of by a guy? It should be somebody who's in the line of Yerusha. I mean, that's the person we would appoint to become tacht of.
Okay.
No, but by a guy, it would work totally differently. Like you said before. Even the daughter would be Yoresh,
right?
By the guy, by the Jew.
It's a din Yerusha.
That's right. But by the Jew, once the Torah says Va'avodcha,
right,
and nobody else, and then we have the other pasuk that says Sheishanim.
Right.
Sheishanim. So we have to come to the ineluctable. That's your word. Conclusion.
What's the word?
Ineluctable. That's a shy word.
So you accept that word? Is there a challenge to the word?
I once knew what that meant.
my
younger years.
There's no way around it.
I learned that from Shah. Ineluctable conclusion that a ben does take over from the father. So then the lumdus is, let's say, we'll say because kam tachtov. But that's not by the Jew.
Conclusion.
But by the guy, it works. Right. It would work from classical Yerusha.
I know, okay.
That's the inexorable conclusion, or the necessary conclusion.
Invariable, I mean ineluctable, inexorable, maybe inexorable. I'm not sure about inexorable.
Okay, very good. So I just wanted to point that Tosfos out, that little Tosfos.
Too complicated.
Okay, let's continue. So hopefully we'll finish with the Goyim. We'll go back to, we're working our way back to Jews, slowly. Va'eved, we're going from Goy to Eved now. Ube'eved bevadai. Lo shayach Yerusha klal, afilu im yesh lo nechassim. So you can tell what's nafka mina. An eved never has nechassim. So there are certain tziurim where you can give an eved something. Amna shein lo rabba rishus bay. So even if an eved, and we're talking about eved kanan here, we're not talking about eved ivri. Afilu im yesh lo nechassim, ba'ayfin shein lo rabba rishus bahem, mikol makom eino manchil afil livnoi. Ki ein liyaches chius kla, ve'en haben
misyaches
achrehem kla, vayem beperek haba al yevimto, gabe noldu lo banim. Not sure where that is. Ubenazar samach alef amid beis gabe bisnachalta.
An Eved Kanani is a guy who was captured in war, let's say.
Correct.
So let's say this Eved Kanani is now an Eved Kanani, but he has a son from before when he was captured. So regarding that son, is he...
So I just think this
like
is strange. Okay, an Eved Kanani is worse than a guy. We just got through saying guy or Eved Vartar.
This means a son who's born to him when he's an Eved Kanani. But a son, if a guy's living in Paris and he has children, and then he's captured in a war, the children that he had before will not be Yerusha?
Why do
they have yachas to him? They do have yachas to him. Only children born to him as an Eved Kanani have no yachas to him.
Interesting, I don't know.
Efshinit.
Because if he pops an Eved Kanani, he's a behemoth. That's really what it is.
He's mufka from a status of being a guy.
I don't know.
Oh.
You don't know. I'm just saying. We're trading svaras here now.
Let me introduce another svara.
Yeah.
Your svara is that once there was a yachas, the yachas stays. The other svara is he became a behemoth. Now that's the whole
svara.
Oh,
I mean, he loses.
It's nachalta. Why? It's by nachosim.
When you become an Eved Kanani, you lose the yachas that you had.
It's nachalta. You don't write yashnis kids in Paris.
Eved Kanani is chayv in certain mitzvahs. Correct.
That's what I was going to say. He's nichnas
so
the kedushas Eved Kanani. It's almost like a din of kikat and shenayu.
Right.
He's
nimo
and nitva l'shem Eved Kanani.
He has a different identity.
That might change him. That could change him completely. That could be like a din of
kikat and
shenayu.
That's a good point. So that maybe he loses his yachas.
If he doesn't have a mila, you can't eat carbon pesach and yom
diyom. He loses his yachas to the
children. He attains a different status. He attains a different status when he becomes an Eved Kanani.
He's calling me.
it would even seem like
more, ironically, more like you say, it becomes like a lenient nachlos. It's downgraded because any children that are born thereafter, he has no
ichus to. All his assets goes to the other.
And if he has kids,
Hefker goes to the other.
Definitely,
even if it's Amanat Le'eshe, once he passes, does it immediately revert?
I don't know.
To the other? That's your question, yeah?
That's a good question, I'm not sure.
If it goes to the other.
But it's interesting, he just says this as a double parsha without any of these interesting discussions.
Interesting, is it Hefker, or does it become Brishus HaAdam? That's an interesting question.
Alright, what do you think?
I think it goes to the other. That's just the gut, that's a Baich Svara.
It's what you call intuitive.
It's intuitive.
Intuitive is 80% correct.
Okay, va'acher zman.
I understand what intuitive is.
Va'acher zman zmanim mu tuva bo liyodi sefer kehilas Yaakov la'hamari agazi. Is that the Marit Algazi?
Not the stipler, because
Marit is yontif.
Is that the Marit Algazi or no?
Yeah.
No, Marit is yontif. Marit.
I know.
It's different.
I think it's different.
Because I looked in my library. I do not have this sefer, and I looked in my Marit Algazi that maybe it was a Kibbutz Yaakov. You have the sefer?
No, but I have the Marit Algazi on Bechor. So let's see if they say in some of whatever.
Okay. Va'acher zman zmanim tuva bol yodi sefer Kibbutz Yaakov la Marit Algazi v'risi shapipel bazeh. Im Eved Morish. Interesting, correct? Ayin Shom Pilpul Aruch. V'lo yachot la'ayin Shom Hetev. Me too. Lo yachot la'ayin Shom Hetev. Ayin Shom Ba'os Nun. Okay. Any footnotes on that? I didn't see any footnotes on that.
He ran out of ink. Why can't he tell us this?
Be interesting to see what that pilpul is. You have a Kibbutz Yaakov there? Or... is he the author of the Kibbutz Yaakov?
I don't know. There's a mubba on him, but I don't know.
No, in the very first, like, sharp page.
Yeah, no, that doesn't say.
Anyway, this is an interesting question. Could it be that he's bringing up, I'm going to have to do a little thing to get a Kibbutz Yaakov on your phone?
Well, maybe at HebrewBooks.org you might be able to get it. You got to go to HebrewBooks.org.
No, you go to those are possible, but I have
it. Okay, so this is my homework. Okay, so let's do two more paragraphs. Very interesting. Va'afilu ben Sha'achas hu bar Yerusha.
I think he is, because his name is actually Yisrael Yaakov Algazi. So that's a good bet that he was Yaakov.
Where did he get the test from?
Huh?
Yeah, where did he get the test from?
Must be a PR man, said Ed and Tesla. They'll help sell the books. Marit sounds better than Mari. Okay, let's see if I could. I'll do some homework, probably in there. Okay, so let's do the next ice, okay? Va'afilu ben Sha'achas hu bar Yerusha.
This is the guy. There's a spark, Kelsey.
What is that? What did you find? Shamshi, what did you find?
There's a whole thing on here. Chiburov, the Shalmi Tziba Shalmi Chagi, Banov is from Riddle Gazi, says his name is Yaakov Yisrael Gazi, 1680.
Yeah, that's
right. The Maharit Al Gazi was later, no? It was later than 1680, I think. I think it was like by the Chassam Sofer, I think, the Maharit Al Gazi.
No,
he was 1680 also?
I think it's earlier.
Okay, let's continue. Next ice. Va'acharei kein, sorry, va'afilu ben sha'achas hu bar Yerusha. Meaning if somebody is a son for a moment, meaning could go and cotton, what's the case? Shemesa ima. For instance, let's say you have a man who has many wives, correct? A man has many wives. And the last wife gives birth to a son. And the mother dies in childbirth. So that son is born. So that son is Yerush, that mother, immediately after she passes away in childbirth. But let's say that son himself only lives for a few hours after childbirth. Do you say that since he was only in this world a few hours, that is enough for him to be Yorish and then manchil to his other brothers, min ha'av. So the halacha is yes. That if there is a son that is born to a mother, the mother passes away, right? And the katan shemesa imo l'achar shenolad, for who chai yorish is imo. As long as he lives, even for like a small moment, he's yorish's mother. V'achikach meis manchil achiv min ha'av. Correct? V'das haram perk av min achilos halacha yud gimel. Afilu im lo kol lo chorshav. Hu yorish lahanchil v'mishpachtoi min ha'av. And even if he is born prematurely, before the full time that he has escaped the category of a nefel, he still is yorish and can be marish to achiv min ha'av. The harav ha-magid sham niskashim b'divrei ha-rambam v'ayen ba'achronim v'ayen b'sefer k'tzes ha-chayshin simen resh ayin vav mashu pil po b'zeh. Now we come to this next question, which is fascinating. This is a real boost for the pro-life, for the pro-life movement.
Just by the way, the Kehel Siaku is the father of the Rit Al-Ghazi.
Right. The reason is Marit, his name is Yom Tov Al-Ghazi.
His father. Oh yeah, that was his father?
His father.
So the Al-Ghazi family? Interesting. Didn't know that.
Why does the mental center say that if this son, if this baby grows up, then, and when he dies, he's manchil l'ochiv min ha'av? Why not give manchil to his av first, before the ochiv, no?
Because then there's no nafkamina. Because the mother died, and if the mother died first, the father that is married to the mother would be Yorish Midin, be Yorish Ishta, correct? What's the Nafka Mina case? Where you have somebody that's alive for just, you know, a few minutes, and is Yorish Manchel. It's talking about a man who has many wives, correct? And he has many Achim in Av. And the last wife dies in childbirth, correct? So if she's married at the time that she dies, then the Baal is Yorish Ishto. So in order to make it a case that has a nafkamina, you have to have a case, she dies, the child is born, the child that's born for just a few minutes, he's Yorish, and then after that child dies, after he's born, he's then manchil to the Achim
min ha'av. Because there's no father around.
Right. Because if you have a father, he'd be the one that'd be Yorish the mother, correct?
So the son is Yorish's mother if she doesn't have a Yorish Midaraisa. Oh, right,
that's machlokes with the Rosh Habal Doras Durbanon. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem and column two.
So if it is Rabbanon, the Rabbanon of Mafkia, the Doras of the son being Yorish the mother?
Yeah. Okay, what about an Uber? Meaning, is there such a case as an Uber being Irish? The Uber ain't bar Yerush Lahan Chili Yoshev Min Ha'av. The Uber does not have this ability. Vayain Bisma Simon Reshain Vav, Sivkat and Vav, Shemavi Bisham, Hatoisus Babas, Kufman Bez, Omid Bez, there were a maskul dahu. Machmas, the Hauber Mace Beresha, Aval im Neherga Imo, O Nekar Havlad, Imo Mesa Beresha, Im Kane Bachi Hai Gavna Gam, Hauber. Nochel wahanchil, meaning that a fetus himself can actually be nochel manchil. What's the case? The case is that a mother dies while carrying a child. The fetus is still alive and kicking in the mother for a while, and then the fetus dies. Do you say that the fetus itself, while it's still alive inside the dead mother, can be nochel umanchil? Taisa seems to say yes. Ubashochan Aruch lo chilek klal. Vayein b'sefer nesivas hamishpat sham. V'dvarim halalu tzrichim arichas gedoyla. Ubasi rak l'iver. This is a big, big sugya of whether an Uber can be Irish.
What does it mean? O nekar havlad? Imoy maisavareis. What does nekar havlad mean?
Meaning, what happens is that the question is, when is it, Taisus says, that an Uber is not Irish? So he says an Uber is not Yorish if the Uber dies first. But if the mother dies first, meaning the mother died, and then he is removed. So So while he wasn't
Oynekar.
What?
Oynekar.
Right.
If he was removed, there was a birth. A C-section. What's the difference?
Yeah, but was he Yairish at the time that he was in the mother? Meaning someone died.
But he puts in Nekar. Nekar means he came out already. He was born.
The mother died and they talked to maybe postpartum, postpartum. The difference is the baby's alive. The baby's alive, it's a difference. But the mother died, it was never a late or a dead mother. I don't know if that's called a late. So, 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 I don't know, but the mother died with him inside, so, 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 so
Yaakov is not yours, it's Yerachimoy. A hand doesn't, it's not yours, the rest of the thing. So, Mamashach. The baby's inside the mother while she died. So, so who's yours? The husband, the this, and that. If Elamai, the baby was taken out, and so there was a birth.
So there is a nafkamina when the baby is yours. I'll tell you why. What's the case in the Gemara?
I agree with you.
So the case, well, let me tell you the case in the Gemara. You'll see. Kufman Bezum and Aleph and Bob Basra. This is the case. There's a machloikes, Kufman Bezum and Aleph and Bob Basra. So there's a machloikes, three way machloikes between Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, and Rav Sheshes. Can I be machnes something to an Uber? Meaning, you know what? I have a good feeling about this lady's pregnancy. I want this child that's now inside this lady to get something. So I'm machnes something to the Uber. Okay, so Rashbam deals with that.
What's the question?
Now Rashbam says it's not really a double shot. It's not like Dekele Peresov. Dekele Peresov is there's nothing there. The Uber, it's there, the Rashbam says. It's not a classical case of double shot. And they deal with that. So the Gemara says, can you be machnes something to an Uber? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you.
What are you trying to be machnes to the Uber when he's born? Or are you trying to
so it's a three-way machlokes. Three-way machlokes. Rav Huna says, L'chashetelet, there's nothing. While the Uber's in the mother, it's nothing. And chashetelet, it's nothing. Rav Nachman says, while the Uber's in the mother, it's nothing. Chashetelet, it's chal. Rav Shecha says that in both cases, it's chal. Even while it's in the mother, there's a chalais.
Is the issue, is that the issue?
No, it doesn't appear to be the
That's
issue.
That's not the issue at all.
Doesn't appear to be the issue. The Rishon and Rosh, my mother say,
so
it's not...
So what's the issue? What's the problem?
Meaning Uber is not a bara. And the Uber cannot be Macau, cannot do the Kenyan. So, you know, the Maisa Kenyan is a Maisa Kenyan, but it can't be Chal until it's born.
There's something Ludovish, but it doesn't make that distinction.
I understand, but this Sugya is not dealing
with it. Versus Maknei
Dovish. You have to accept it. Yeah.
So Rashbam is saying this is not the Sugya Dovish Lobolom. That's the Rashbam. And it seems the Gemara never brings Dovish Lobolom. The Gemara says, I'll bring you a Raya from a Brisa. The Brisa says like this. There's a Ger in the neighborhood. The Ger dies. And all of the guys in the neighborhood get all excited. Ubizbazu es nechasov. They go ahead and they ravage his nechasim. Then shama sheyeshlo ben o yeshlo ishto muberes. They then hear that he has a pregnant wife or he has a son. They hear this rumor. They back off. Then they hear the son died and then they hear the wife... the wife miscarried. They now go back and reclaim the nechasim. The Gemara says the first ma'isa kinyan they did is meaningless. Only the second ma'isa kinyan they did is meaningful. So the Gemara says, "E salka daitach uber eino yoresh." If you're telling me that an uber is eino yoresh, then why is the first ma'isa kinyan in the case of the Umberis not good?
Should have worked.
Ella, what do you see from here? An Uber is Yorish. So the Gemara gives two answers. Abaye Amar, I can't learn from Uber being Yorish to Uber being to be Machna to an Uber.
Yorish is different.
Right. Abaye says, Rusha is Ba Me'elav, therefore an Uber can receive it, whatever that means. I know you can work out a Sfar, whatever that means. Rava Amar, no, it's nothing to do with Yorusha Ba Me'elav. But it has to do with Rafui Rafui Yadehu. When they first did the Maisa Kinyan, there was a thought in the back of their head, oh my goodness, what if there is a Yorish? Then maybe our Maisa Kinyan is not good. So the Rava says the reason that the first Maisa Kinyan is not good is because they had a Chisaron in their Das Koina. They had a chisaron in how they were approaching the Maisa Kinyan. They were worried maybe there is a Yorish. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara is mashma over there that a Uber can be Yorish, which is interesting. So that's the discussion over there. What is the Maskanas HaGemara? Can Uber be Yorish? So it's interesting.
Where is this Gemara again?
Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph in Bava Basra. So there's a question what the Maskanas HaGemara is. Can Uber be Yorish? Okay, so let's just look at that paragraph again by Uber.
I mean, so the same nafkamina is if a person dies and he leaves over live children and a pregnant wife, so the live children are obviously are Yorish, and then she gives birth. Does he have a chelik in the Yerusha, the child that's born afterward?
I don't know. But L'chaira, if you say Uber is Yorish, like that Gemara, if you say that the first Maisa Kinyan is meaningless because the wife of the ger was pregnant, why shouldn't I say that Uber is Yorish with the other children? Why not? Right?
Right.
That's the Gemara. The Gemara says Uber is Yorish. The Gemara is just mechalik that I can't learn from Uber being Yorish to being makna to an Uber. So it's an interesting question in Reishai and Vav, how we paskin, right?
You know the famous grow with Bechor.
Yeah, in Kisetze, right?
In Kisetze, yeah.
Could you play a couple of days out of this?
I mean, it makes sense that it's Uber is Yorish because the pasuk is that of Nachla is, you know, Ish Kiyomus Ubein Eimla, right? That's how we learn out how the Nachla goes. And we know that regarding a father, we consider that it's his ben from the time of conception, but it's only from birth. So if there's an Uber, it's not Uben Eimla. He has a ben. He's called a father from the time of conception. That's, you know, that's a cloud. Father's from the time of conception, the mother's from the time of labor.
What's the drusha of Uben Eimlo, Ayinlo? What is that then again?
I mean, you have to look down all the generations. Ayin Alav. Meaning, maybe there's a great grandson, right, even though the son's not Alav, maybe great grandson, etc., etc.
Okay.
Because all the way down, a great, great, great grandson comes before the father.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.